Blog Talk Radio.
My business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a licensed Reiki master teacher working in the field of energy medicine. I'm also an angel practitioner, a quantum touch practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences called Angels of Faith. And the fact that, as far as I'm concerned, we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through my business, Angel Healing House, I help people let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. And I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past nor the future, they can start to live in the only moment that they have available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and absolute magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who I call the Posse. They have an irreverent, very funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So like my Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls for free angel advice. So call the show now on 646-716-6794. Again, that number is 646-716-6794. So once again, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio, and a happy March 1st to everyone out there. Firstly, thank you to all the listeners who have tuned in and who have following me, and you can follow me, you can follow me as well to be reminded of the Angel Healing House radio shows that are coming up. And I can see that we have a caller online waiting for some free angel advice. That 773 caller, you're first in the queue, so please hang on. I would just like to introduce our new listeners to my website, Angel Healing House, and to start the topic. So it'll be about 2 to 3, maybe 4 or 5 minutes, and we will get to that call. So firstly, if you go to my website, Angel Healing House, you'll see my book, Angels of Faith. Again, it's based on my two near-death experiences and that extraordinary journey that the angels took me on. I also have a beautiful, professionally recorded, guided angel meditation, which is called Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. Both of these products can be purchased directly from my website, angelhealinghouse.com. If you go on my website, you can find out more information about the extraordinary healing modality of Reiki. As a Reiki master teacher that I am, Reiki is recognized and accepted by the World Health Organization and the National Institute of Health, and it's recognized as energy medicine. It's accepted by renowned medical facilities such as Sloan Kettering Cancer Center and also Johns Hopkins Hospital, because of both its medical and scientific research-based results on improving wellness in the body. You know, as a Reiki practitioner, it's used nationwide and internationally as it relieves pain, it brings the emotional body back to a place of peace and balance, and recharges the immune system so that the body can remember how to function at its optimum to heal itself. With it being energy medicine, it travels through space and time, and I have clients internationally that get distant healings from me. For those people interested in studying Reiki, you can find out more information about becoming your own Reiki practitioner. Having my and acquired my master teacher degree, I teach this transformative healing modality of Reiki on all levels, including the master teacher level. You can learn about my informative and inspirational workshops and how your group, your organization or business can book me as a presenter or a guest for your own radio show. And of course, there are my wonderful hour-long angel readings in which my group of angels, the Posse, are able to go into a great deal of depth to see why you've contracted certain things to your life, where you might be sabotaging and limiting yourself, and where you might not be able to break away from negative programming and the very practical tools that they suggest to simplify your life and to help it move forward and flow in ease and in grace. So last show we did, we began to talk about our dreams and our desires. And I mentioned that the more we truly start to honor and acknowledge who we are, we begin to honor the importance of our desires. You know, the Posse reminded us that the reason that our desires were put into our heart in the first place was to ignite a spark of God from within us. This spark of God excites us to what would bring us the most joy, fulfillment, and peace in our lives. The desire within each one of us is like an engine that is propelling us forward to concentrate and action those things of joy within in order to create its manifestation in our reality. We are all great creators, and whatever we put our focus and attention on will eventually manifest in our lives. So today's question to consider is, what do you truly desire? And are you demonstrating to the universe that this desire is of such grand importance to you that you will not let anything take your focus and attention off of it becoming a reality? So before we receive some more pointers from the angels on this very important topic of dreams and desires, let's go to the phones and take our first caller. Caller 773, you're on the air with Angel Healing House.
Hi, hello? Candy, how are you? Hello.
I'm well. What is your name?
My name is Lucy.
Hi, Lucy, where are you calling from?
Chicago.
I
saw the topic in Dreams and Desires, and I decided I wanted to call and see what kind of, you know, what the angels had for me. And my dreams and desires, of course, is relationships, finding that perfect one. And I kind of think I found it, but I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Let's see what the angels have to say about that. You know, if I was to ask you, Lucy, they're kind of chiming in the back here, and they're asking me to ask you, what is the most important relationship in the world?
Oh, with God. That's first.
That's first and foremost. And no, and while there isn't a right or wrong answer, that one will bring us the most benefit in life. So once we connect to that source grander than ours and we connect with it, then we feel omnipotent. We feel as if we're co-creating our life. So once we, and they're also getting me to direct me to this part of the question. Now that you said source, they want me to tell you that there is no delineation between you and that source. You are so mm-hmm. inextricably linked to that source that you are the grand creator of your life. So they're saying that the more focus and attention that you can put on making Lucy the priority and giving yourself 100% nourishment and nurturing yourself, then you will become the beacon of light that goes out from you, and you'll become a magnet or a beacon of light to draw to yourself for that love to find you. See, most people have it just the opposite around. We've been told to search for love outside of ourselves, and what we end up doing is we end up chasing everything outside of ourselves and not fulfilling that that feeling inside. So let me see what the angels are saying here. They're saying it's almost as if for you to go inside and keep bolstering your faith that yes, this love is like your divine right. They're saying yes, this is your love. This is yours to have for all eternity. They're also saying, When was the last time, or if you ever wrote a decree to God?
I don't think I've ever done that.
Okay. Now, this is one of the most favorite things that I ever did in my whole life. For 48 years, I lived a very different life on this planet. I had a 26-year abusive marriage. I had a very four-year, absolutely destructive, deceitful relationship. And at the age of 48, I finally understood how much power I was giving away, and I wrote my own decree to God in which I said, I will never compromise myself when it comes to love again, and I will show you that I will be the example. I will set the example how much I respect, how much I honor, and how much I acknowledge who I am. And that way, by not compromising who I am, the universe will not compromise me. And I wrote go on.
Candy, I've heard you say that before, and that's part of what draws me to you, because I did leave a relationship that was really, really just bad. It was not right. And I feel like this new one has been given to me. I it was something that I didn't look for, but all of a sudden I feel like God put it there.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh, I'm getting shivers all up and down my legs and my arms and my back. People don't understand, Lucy, that they keep screaming and pleading and begging and crying for something else to be put into their lives, but they keep hanging on. They keep showing me the closed fist. They keep showing me that they keep hanging on to that which they don't want in their lives anymore. And you've got to step forward in faith and let go of that which you don't want. And you said you weren't even looking for it, but the universe...
No.
Sees what we do every single second of every single day. And it was that aha moment. I could have heard that angelic choir go, hallelujah. Because I've been there. I know what that feels like to leave a marriage that was abusive. I knew it was abusive before I married him. But, you know, he was rich and he was all the same religion and he was all those things that I was programmed to step forward in. And when I left, it was as if the angels started to rejoice, and quite frankly and quite synchronistically, I met my beautiful twin flame husband Pete 8 years ago, And again, under the most convoluted synchronistic, you know, chances or experiences. But to get back to the decree, I want you to write the decree because I think it would be most beneficial to you. And, you know, you write down, thank you for whatever you want. Thank you for this loyal, this kind, this considerate, this loving relationship, a relationship which nurtures me and nourishes me. I wrote down things like, he makes me the priority. I am priority number one. Someone who is affectionate in public. That was always important to me, you know, because my ex walked, you know, 10 paces in front of me and, you know, was very sort of cold emotionally. So, you know, I can't tell you what to write down, but those things that you know would be most nurturing for you emotionally. You can even write down some physical characteristics. I didn't write down any physical characteristics in mine because I centered, and it was more important for me to go within and say what was important to me from an emotional point of view. So the decree is really, really important for you to solidify. And once you've written the decree, Lucy, then you read it out every morning and every night. I actually slept with it under my pillow. And and when you read it out, don't just read it out parrot fashion. Excuse me. You read it out, and when you read it out, you visualize yourself and your life with this, excuse me, this beautiful relationship and how it makes you feel. You know, for instance, I visualized us walking hand in hand and, excuse me, I got thrown my throat, walking hand in hand and enjoying life and going grocery shopping together. And when I used to tuck him in at night, I used to say, good night, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite. And I used to put the covers over him, and I really thunk him up. From the time I wrote my decree to 6 months later at a party I really should not have been at, and that's a whole other show. It was a Come As Your Favorite Rock Star party, and I went to Stevie Nicks. I had very, very long curly hair then, and Elvis walked in at 7 o'clock, and when my husband or when Pete walked into the party, he knew lots of people on the right-hand side, and there was one table of stragglers who he didn't really know anybody on that table, and he tried to make movement towards the other people, but he said it felt like his feet were in cement, and somebody at my table said, yo, Elvis is in the house. Elvis, grab a chair and come sit with us, and he put the chair next to me, and 5 hours later, we were still talking, and 5 days later, he asked to marry me.
Oh,
and
that's wonderful.
He was everything. Lucy, when I tell you, he was everything that I had written in that decree.
That's wonderful. That is so wonderful.
Anyone can do this. It's just the focus. And, you know, and people are searching. They're searching. To find this kind of love, we need to be that kind of love. Because, you know, people will read The Secret and watch the movie, and they'll know about the laws of attraction, and they'll go into all of those things. But the key component to that is, especially in love, is to be that kind of love. If you want more love in your life, be more loving. If you want more, you know, somebody who is grateful for you, you be more grateful. You know, all of these things have to come from being the change that we want to be. But it sounds as if this love is has been given to you as a blessing, as when you stepped away from that previous relationship.
Well, it feels like it. It really does, because it's like night and day, and it's just something that I wanna keep, and I wanna make sure that I don't ever lose it.
Well, the thing is, once we have that connection to Source, and once we have that Source consciousness inside of us, we can never lose that. We can never lose that, and the more that we nurture and nourish that emotionally, really do nurture that, then the more that it keeps showing up in our reality in all kinds of ways. Not just from a romantic point of view. The posse wants me to ask me, you know, they poke me in the back. Okay, guys, what do you want? They're asking me to ask you, what do you do during the week that really emotionally nourishes Lucy?
Not much. I'm at work all the time.
Okay,
work
they're
is very
going,
stressful.
Okay, they're going, no. They're going, okay. Okay, your work is a whole different area. Okay. If you're not doing anything during the week that's emotionally nourishing to you, then there's a little child inside of you, and the little Lucy inside of you is getting very sad.
Mm-hmm.
And that little Lucy wants to have fun at some stage. We creatively and emotionally give to us when we allow ourselves to have that creative expression. So if I say the words singing or dancing, art, gardening, cooking,
writing.
Journaling, writing. Okay. Do you have a book inside of you?
Yes. Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, boy.
It's time to write it.
You need to write the book. Oh, my gosh. Now they're doing a jig. The posse are doing, they're putting on party hats. Very nice, guys. Okay. They are so irreverent. They're saying, Lucy, this is your destiny. You have an integral piece of the puzzle on the Earth's surface. And each of us came in with very important puzzle pieces to add to the Earth, and yours is within this book.
Okay.
You need to write. Don't worry about if it ever gets published. Don't worry about, because I've had my business Angel Healing House for almost 10 years now, and the amount of clients that have come to me, you know, when I ask them, they say, they see that I've written my book, Angels of Faith, and I've written 5 other books which are going to be published. But they say, oh, you have a book? I have a book inside of me. And I said, oh, isn't that wonderful? And they said, yeah, but I have to figure out the marketing of it and the distribution. And did you write the dedication before the title page? And did you write an epilogue to it? And how did you set out the book? And I said, whoa. I said, have you written one word yet? And they said, no.
It's not that. It's the story.
It's the story. And it's the story that's so important. Also, they want me to run to, what is your book about? I mean, don't give the plot away, but just if you can give us...
There's so many things, but basically I know a lot of it has to do with just emotions, spirituality,
okay.
Heritage. You know, I feel there's so much in there. And then I also feel like there's experience.
And that's what you've brought to the planet. You brought the Lucy story. Can I tell you, having had my 2 near-death experiences and remembering what we feel like and what we are like across the veil, when you're no longer in this meat suit or this physical form that we're in on the earth plane, you don't even, names aren't even important. You are so special and you are so unique that people can tell you by your vibration. That's how unique each one of us are, and out of the gazillions of souls that are out there. And so with knowing this, there has only been this, in this incarnation, this one Lucy vibration ever. And so, you know, your story about your journey through this physical incarnation has never been written before. It's like when I wrote my book, Angels of Faith. I could have written it and thought to myself, oh, you know, there's been other books written about angels, you know, why should I even bother? But I knew that nobody writes a story with my fingerprints. Nobody writes it with the same essence of who Claire Candy Hoff is. And I felt so good about bringing that book forth as I did all my others. And, you know, if I'm not for myself, who will be for me? So they're really encouraging you. Plus, on several shows ago, I told a story about a client of mine who, when she stepped forward and she started to do that which was in her heart, her day job became much easier to take.
Mm-hmm.
And then because she stepped forward and was doing that emotional nourishment of herself, she was working with flowers over the weekend as a part-time florist, within time, she got to be offered a job as a full-time florist, and she was able to leave her desk job. But that never would have happened if she didn't step forward and answer the call in her heart. They're saying,
you know, that's
to you,
really funny, because one of the things that I've done since I've left the other relationship, my living space was not, it wasn't anything. It was just a living space. And I basically separated myself. One person, the other person kind of pretty much lived in the front room. I lived in the room. And now that I have my own space, one of the little things that I have done, yes, I do something. I made it a point of having fresh flowers in my room. Every week I go and I make sure that for those flowers are there. And just that little bit, just even when I wake up in the morning, it just looks, it makes me smile.
Yeah.
I've surrounded myself with pictures of my loved ones. I've kept the fresh flowers in the room. So, yeah, I think I do something a little bit every single day.
Okay.
Not enough. It's definitely not enough, but it is a start.
Okay. One of the other things that would really help to open up those channels, that divine channel of creativity, is, and I'm picking up this strongly, especially since you said how much you love flowers and the puffy, you know, just giving me shivers of confirmation. Do you have any time over the, I know it's probably cold in Chicago, do you have any time over the weekend to go out and walk in nature?
Yes, I do. I live close to the lake.
Okay. What you need to do, even if it's for, I know it's probably very freezy, but even if you can get out for a short amount of time and just connect with the elements.
Okay.
This will be absolutely, it'll be like firing your creative channel. And you have no other agenda but to walk. Also, they're telling me that you're very connected with the fairy realm. Do you get any impression around when I say that to you?
I do know that I connect with someone or someone else. I've never been sure who they are. I know that they're there. I know I get a lot of thoughts, lots of thoughts. Like my mind is always going 240. Sometimes it goes so fast that I find myself, I skip words, I'm so ahead of myself, and I find it hard to focus. And I kind of think that's because there's so many trying to reach me.
Yes, and that's why it's most important for you to walk out in nature, because you'll be grounding yourself.
Okay.
And a lot of people who are very open, they're very scattered because they're getting too many messages. And
that's exactly what it feels like, scattered.
Okay. It's very scattered. And so they want you to, with every step you take, you're grounding yourself and you're balancing out all that static. And it'll help enormously in your writing.
Okay.
So I hope all of that has been helpful for you, Lucy. I would love to know where your journey takes you. And I cannot wait. Please, I cannot wait to read your book. Please send me an email. You can send it to Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com. You are such a beautiful, integral light for the planet. And, you know, people say to themselves, you know, oh, you know, what difference could I make? But each of us has a part of the puzzle. We're all one, yet we all have our own fingerprints to bring forth that special integral part.
Candy, thank you so much. I will definitely email you.
Okay. You look after your beautiful light and take care, Lucy. Be blessed.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Wasn't that a wonderful call from Lucy? And thank you so much for calling in, Lucy. So we started off with telling the universe exactly what it is you want, how you're not going to compromise who you are, and then that came into her, you know, bringing forth this beautiful book of hers that she has inside of her. Where is it going and what's going to happen to it? The angels will look after that. That's not the how and the when of things. Bringing forth our desires and our dreams, the most important part is to action them. And then the angels will look after the how, and they'll look after the when of them coming. They'll bring you opportunities. They'll bring you connections. They'll bring all kinds of things to you. But it cannot happen unless you honor, respect, and acknowledge your dreams and desires. So we have another caller on the line, a 561 caller, and we'll go to that call now. You're on the line with Angel Healing House.
Hello, hi.
Hi, what's your name?
This is Lena from Florida. How are you?
Hi, Lena. In Florida, what's the weather like in Florida?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's probably about 80 degrees out there.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Well, we've got a little bit of an overcast day here in Los Angeles. I don't know where the sun's gone, but maybe we can get some sun from sunny Lena in Florida. So do you have a question today for the posse?
Yes, I do. I want to see when you see a job coming up for me. You see with my income, you'd see my finances changing soon.
Okay. The first thing they want to tell you, Lena, is that you are the magician. Mm-hmm. Did you know that you're the magician?
Yes.
Okay. Yes?
Meaning that we're in control of our own lives?
You are in control of, absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We each are in control of our own lives. You are at the helm of your ship. You've got the steering wheel. And when you say a job coming into your life, they're going to throw the ball back to you, and they're saying, as this show is about dreams and desires, have you told the universe and decreed to the universe what it is that you would most like and passionately be doing?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pursuing a degree right now at night. And so I'm working towards a goal.
Okay.
So,
in what area?
In health information management.
Okay.
So I have probably another year and a half to go.
Okay. And you're looking for a job in the meanwhile, or a related job in that field?
I mean, if I could get something related, like I just applied today for it's like a rehabilitation clinic, just as a records clerk, you know. I mean, I would take something like that. It would, you know, be not really, you know, indirectly related, but it would still be nice to put on my resume, to build up my resume for the field.
Okay. Okay. Is your heart in it? That's the words that they're giving me. Is your heart in it?
In the job or in the degree?
No, in both.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I have to be in a leader role. I'm only happy unless I am in the leader role. I've worked in property management, office management, and I was going to go for nursing, but I changed my major because I wanted to be more in the front of the food chain.
Okay, they're applauding you for that because they are saying that, you know, a leader leads, and you would not have been comfortable in that other role. So they're very happy that you stepped forth and said no. There's nothing wrong with being part of the people that group that's being led, but it's more to your character that you're happier when you're organizing things and you're organizing other people.
Yes.
Okay. they're saying to put more of your focus and attention on the fact that you are the leader, and let go of how and when these things are going to happen, because they're not your concern. They want you to do more visualization.
Okay.
They want you to do more visualization. So have you sent out this job application already?
I just did it about 10 minutes ago. I just sent it off. I filled out the application online.
Okay. Now, a lot of times the reason people don't get favorable job applications is even when they're writing it or doing it online or whatever, when they're doing it, they go, oh, you know, there's probably other people out there that are more qualified than I am, and they're probably going to get, you know, 10,000 applications for this one job, and I'm going to get lost in the shop. This is the intention, that the energy that they're putting in to clicking or writing this this job application, and, you know, I'll be lucky if they even respond, you know, that I've been rejected from it, and so then they send it off. And then they spend the next week or 2 weeks or however long it takes saying, oh, probably won't get it. I probably won't hear from them. And the universe keeps on putting negative units in their bank account. And they keep on amassing negative units. And so when they do get that being rejected, they say, oh, that's my lot in life. And, you know, that's, you know, I didn't expect anything better. So what they're saying is they're saying for you to visualize yourself as if you, they want you to project yourself in the future. Project yourself already working in a job like this.
Mm-hmm.
Close your eyes. See yourself in that role as a leader behind that desk or having, you know, sort of that group of people in front of you as you're mentoring them. You know, sort of holding workshops or seminars or whatever you would be doing as that group leader. They also want to say to you that with this kind of visualization, you're actually tainting your reality to come to you in the future, and they don't want you to put all your eggs in one basket. They're saying yes. It could this. Job could result in a positive job application for you, you know, coming back and giving you the job. But they're saying that if there is another job out there that is better suited to Lena, then that job that you then wouldn't you want that job that you just sent your application to be blocked? What's that?
Whatever comes along first, you know, I've been.
Well, wouldn't you?
I mean, I could always take something, and then if something better comes along, then just take that. At least I know I have a job.
Well, that's true, but they don't want you to settle. They want you to say, for my greatest good and the greatest good of all concerned. And that's having faith. That is having faith in the universe. Because the universe always wants to give to us in the best way. And if the best way is that this, I'm not saying that this job will be blocked, but I'm only saying to you, yes, you've sent the application off. But I also want to remind you, and the angels are saying, for you to be open. Because you could, yes, you found this job. You could be, I don't know, in the grocery store line, and you could be overhear a conversation. How these two nurses are talking, and they need another. They need this certain person in this certain position. So you can find out the information in all ways, shapes, or forms. The universe is just saying to you, don't pigeonhole yourself. In that it only has to come in one way. See yourself as limitless in this way. They're saying that the more that you can do this, the more that you're going to be able to really celebrate you being the magician, you being the leader, It's also showing you, celebrating with a lot of women around you. It's like you're going to be mentoring and working with inspiring women as this leader. That has a very good feel about it. So let me see if there's one more thing. Yeah, they just want you to believe in yourself and not cut yourself off by saying, okay, I've sent this job application. It has to come this way, because there's no has to's with the universe. There's limitless possibilities the way this can happen, and the more that you see yourself as that co-creator, that magician, the more you alchemically start to work with the wonderful energies on the planet.
No, I always look for different ways. I network, I go to Craigslist, I go to my college website. I mean, I use different avenues to look for a job, you know, old-fashioned way. Just, you know, I know it's very competitive today. It's very competitive.
It is, but you know what? I tell my clients and my students, all you need is one.
Yeah.
All you need is one, and that one is out there for you. And the universe is always working for us. One of the best ways that you can draw something to yourself is they want to remind you and also other listeners, and it's a reminder for myself as well, is the more you're grateful and appreciative for what you have, you'll be given more. And that's the truth. That's the truth. It's just be grateful and appreciative, because those are two of the highest forms of healing and vibrational energy that we have. And so you have that intention in your heart. Please let me be of service by being a leader in this job position that I would do so dearly want to bring to myself. I am so appreciative of what I already have in my life, and I would like to, that's the intention. And you make movement towards those things that come across your reality, that excite you, like sending this application off. But again, they want to tell you, don't close yourself down to only get work in one way. Watch out for those signs. Miss Magician, they're saying, watch those signs in front of you. Remain in the present moment, and then this way you can see how the universe wants to fulfill your intentions. And then once those signs are delivered to you, act upon them. Step forward. You know, whether you hear a name or you hear an organization or you hear something, they do want you to act upon it, because that will lead you to another piece of the puzzle.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I love to hear from my callers, my listeners. I love to hear from you where the journey of life takes you. So if you would like to email me as these signs and signals are presented to you, you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Lena. Take care. Bye-bye. And Lena's really stepping forth, and she's being, that card that she drew is the magician card. She is being that magician on the earth plane and telling the earth, telling the universe exactly what she wants, and making movement towards that. You know, talking about making movement towards it, I like the analogy that my posse used of our desires and our dreams being our engine. And that is calling us to drive ourselves forward to making our desires happen. Some people call this the small voice inside, or our intuition, our higher self, or our heart's longing. I've even heard it referred to as God's voice within our heart. I've been asked numerous times over my years as a spiritual teacher, how can one tell the difference between their logical mind and the voice in their heart? Well, most often our logical mind will tell us what we should be doing, or what we're supposed to do, or what we have to do. Your heart's voice will not sound any of those. it will only sound a resounding yes to a desire with no justifying or no rationalizing as to the why. There will only be this deep longing inside of ourselves to just step forward, you know, stepping forward and acting towards our desires is merely making a beneficial choice for ourselves to answer that longing in our heart. And we make beneficial choices all the time. Take, for instance, the example of someone who wakes up in the morning and thinks to themselves, I would love to have pancakes this morning. So while they're showering, they think, oh, well, no, perhaps I'll have eggs and toast. And then while they're dressing, they think, no, oatmeal and fruit. And by the time they step into the kitchen, they decide, no, I'm going to stick with pancakes because that's exactly what I want. Once we really hone in on our most beneficial choices, it creates a feeling within us of a fulfilled desire. And the more we follow our desires, it brings us this satisfied feeling inside. And actually, this first step for all manifestation of whatever you wish to have in your reality, the angels are showing me a beautiful plant, but they're reminding us that it has to start out as a little seed in our heart. And the more you water it and tend it and feed it and love it, the more it will grow and the more it will blossom into a beautiful, magnificent flower. I can see a 319 caller on the line. Just hold a few minutes. I'll just finish up this part of our dreams and desire topic. So it really is so important to become aware of what you are watering, tending, and putting your time and attention on for in order for it to blossom. And, you know, listeners, most of the time, people are not even aware of how much time they spend on negativity and focusing on things that are not working out instead of affirming that they will work out. And once we begin to put our emphasis on what we desire instead of what we don't desire, we start making our dreams a priority. So I'll go to the phones now to 319, and 319, you're on the air with Angel Healing House.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
Charlie.
Charlie?
Yes.
How are you today?
Good, how are you? I'm wondering what angels are around me and if they have any messages for me.
Okay. First of all, Charlie, everyone has angels around them because we are spiritual beings playing a human game, and nobody gets to play the human game without angels around them. You have no idea how protected, how cherished, how loved, how adored, and how guided you are in every moment of every single day. That's number one. Okay. Number two is my posse of angels, the posse, always like when somebody is specific with their question. And the general questions are fine, but usually it's only one area of our life that really is cloudy. And once we tweak that, could be more than one area, but one area in particular, then all of the other areas seem to brighten up. So is
okay.
There one specific area that you want to ask a question about?
How about my relationship?
Okay, relationship. Okay, let me see what they're saying here. Okay, that's number one, that's number two, that's number three. Okay. The relationship that you're in now, they're saying that it may not be as nurturing and nourishing as you would like it to be.
Okay.
They're saying, and they're turning the table onto you, they're saying, how have you compromised yourself being in this relationship?
How have I compromised myself? Let's see. Probably not doing as much as I used to do.
How long have you been in this relationship?
7 years.
7 years. Okay. Don't give me the name of your significant other or partner in this relationship. But when you met this person, take yourself back. I want you to answer this. This person, let's not use their name, is, and fill in the blanks when you met him.
So,
what was he like back then?
What was he like back then?
Yeah, when you first met him.
Kind of a homebody, funny, hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
Had been by himself for several years. Had come out of an unhealthy marriage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What has happened over these 7 years is, I'm just going to be as honest as I possibly can, because that's my posse are just no nonsense, and they want you to have the most extraordinary, blissful life as you possibly can. In this relationship, you have allowed yourself to forget who Charlie is.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not saying that this relationship is going to break apart, but I'm going to say that, and I'm not going to even say for you to walk away from it. I'm saying that it's time for you to remember who Charlie is. Okay.
Okay.
That will absolutely change your reality. Oh, my gosh. You will not recognize your reality. Your reality will start to feel rich. You'll start to feel abundant. You'll start to feel glowing. You'll start to feel like somebody plugged you back in. It's like, you know, when your cell phone dies or you forget to replug your laptop in and suddenly there's no more juice in it. That's what you're feeling now. Okay. All right. Let me see where they're going with this. Okay. In any given week, Charlie, what do you do to emotionally nourish and nurture yourself?
They're saying I need to emotionally nourish myself.
Yes, and it needs to be, it needs to, you mentioned that Mr. X is a homebody. You mentioned that he did come out of a not very healthy marriage. It's almost as if that social, they're showing me like a little social butterfly inside of you.
Yes.
It's like your wings have been clipped.
Yes.
It's your wings have been clipped.
I don't go. I have a tendency not to go do the things that I normally did before I met him. I'm somebody that likes to travel, socialize.
Charlie, all I'm saying is you have to, all these 7 years, you've had this mirror, and you have shown this mirror out to the world. The posse is showing me you turning the mirror back on yourself and going, hello, beautiful. I would like to introduce you to how powerful, how beautiful, and how magnificent Charlie is. And I'm going to take you out to the world, and I'm going to have you smile and interact with the world again. I want you to see yourself as an independent, loving person again, who has wonderful skills and talents and attributes that she needs. You are dying, but if you're not doing this. And this doesn't have to do with you breaking up with this relationship. This has to do with you being introduced to Charlie again.
Okay.
And I want to know what happens. Please send me an email to Candy at Angel Healing House, because I'm telling you that once you start doing this, they're showing me a match, and it's like you're going to light a fuse, and it's going to start like little fireworks going off in your life. And the more that you do this, the more that you're going to start to bring to yourself people and opportunities and connections, but you've got to get out there. You've got to get out there for it to happen. And you know what? You can invite Mr. X along with you, and that's his free will and free choice to come along with you. I mean, it's not as if you're going to lead him out and say, oh, no, I'm going to do this on my own and you can't come with me. But quite frankly, if he does not want to come along, that doesn't mean that you should not take off on your own voyage and enjoy the traveling and all of those things. Please take that mirror and introduce yourself to yourself again and really start living.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Have a beautiful, blessed day, and take care of yourself.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We all need to step forward. We all need to step forward and to recognize who we are, to really honor those dreams of becoming a reality. You know, the angels remind us that we have already made a pact with God before incarnating as a human. And the pact we made was that all we need to do is ask for whatever we desire, and it'll be given to us. But many of us, I'm probably, are laughing and say that we haven't had our prayers granted. Well, the reason for that is we may not be fulfilled, and our wishes not fulfilled, because when they do not manifest immediately for most people, it's because we put too much expectation on the how and the when of our desires being filled. So as far as today's dreams and desires go, it's so very important to acknowledge who we are, to acknowledge the importance of our desires in our lives. So we're almost coming up to the end of the show. I would really like to thank those callers who called in today. Thank you, Lucy, and thank you, Lena and Charlie. I certainly got a great deal out of all of those calls. I know that the calls are not just for me, it's for the other listeners that are listening in, and I take very, very careful note of them as well. If we didn't have time to take your call today, please tune in and then do call next time. I'd like to leave you with this wonderful quote. It says, "Cherish your visions and your dreams by watering and tending them and lovingly nurturing their growth. By doing so, you will be one of a very select few people on the planet who takes their dreams out of the closet of forgotten desires and has the courage to show your dream to the world and keep nurturing it to make it a reality." And that just about wraps up the show for today. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. If you'd like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and entertaining Angel Healing House newsletter, please email me and send your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. Also, to purchase a copy of my enlightening book, Angels of Faith, and my beautiful guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to Angel Healing House website, angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, either in person or nationally and internationally using distance healing, this can be done over the phone or computer using Skype. You can call me on 831-277-3716. Or email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, allow your beautiful, radiant light to shine forth and fashion a beautiful, beautiful life for yourself. Honor your dreams. Honor your desires. That is the spark of God that is the engine inside of you telling you, yes, step forward. Because once you action that, then absolute magic will happen in your life and you will draw to yourself the opportunities, the connections, and the people that will come into your life to keep fueling that dream of yours, of your desires and your dreams coming true. I wish you love and blessings to all. Again, happy March 1st, and may March bring all of us just but magic, miracles, and synchronicities. I'd love to hear from you next week, Tuesday, again, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and have a beautiful, beautiful week. Take care of yourselves. Bye.